latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Beginning with the news that Vincent Kompany says he has made a commitment to listen to City's medical staff and his own body more in the hope of ending his injury problems. The Belgian international made his first Premier League start since April in the 1-1 draw against Southampton on Sunday, managing 78 minutes before being substituted. Kompany, who has been sidelined 34 times through injury during his time at the Etihad Stadium, says he is now more honest with City's medical staff about his well-being in the hope it will prevent further problems. He said, "My situation is very simple. I've been out for 6 months. I've had to make one commitment to the medical staff, which was that I'd be honest towards them with my feelings and that I would listen to them when they made a decision. I told them how I felt the day before the game against Barcelona, and they made the decision for me, which was to remove Kompany from the matchday squad." Moving on, and Pep Guardiola is reportedly weighing up whether to leave Willy Caballero on the bench for Wednesday's EFL Cup tie against Manchester United. The City understudy has played in every round of the competition during his two-year stint at the club. Etihad boss Guardiola, however, is fearful his man could pick up an injury at Old Trafford before next week's Champions League showdown against Barcelona. Guardiola is understood to be considering starting Claudio Bravo against United, with Bravo suspended for the Barcelona game following his red card against Barca in the 4-0 defeat at the Nou Camp. Finally, Kevin De Bruyne says Manchester City boss Guardiola has urged his stars to keep their belief despite a five-game winless run. City's 1-1 draw on Sunday was their fifth game without victory in all competitions, and the Spaniards' tactics have been called into question in recent weeks. But De Bruyne said Guardiola has reinstated his belief in his methods and wants the players to keep pushing in that direction. He said, "He told us just to believe. He doesn't want us to have doubts in the way that we are playing."